This is Princess Scientist's Book Club, and this is episode We Have No Idea.
It's been too long.
Yeah!
So, are you Princess Scientist?
Yes.
And I'm Lab Assistant Daddy.
We don't have Lab Assistant Mommy with us. She is in Dragon Con, as some Dragon Con listeners might know.
And we have to offer some congratulations.
Yes, Aaron's World has won the Parsect Award.
So congratulations, Aaron's World.
Yes, and I feel very good for you. Well, congratulations again, because I didn't know that you would win. And even though I didn't win, I'm fine with that. You won. Yay.
Okay, awesome. So again, congratulations to Aaron's World for winning the Parsec this year. So it has been a while since we've done... In fact, I think we haven't done a show since we went to Australia last year for Worldcon.
Yes, and speaking of Australia, we've added something to our, a little something to our book club, something science-y. This is the science corner of our show, and it's going to be something science-y out of our show. So we choose to make it our trip to Australia last year, because there are tons and tons and tons of animals' cool science facts there. I even got to feed wild birds. Yes. And it was raining a lot and it was pretty cold, but it was pretty cool.
So we saw cockatoos.
Yep.
There were cockatoos.
One pricked my hand.
Yes.
One pricked my hand.
One bit your hand. So what was the animal you kept trying to take a picture of? Big flat tail?
Oh, a platypus was in a zoo we went to, and, well, there's two zoos with two platypuses, but I kept trying to take a picture of it, and only one of them came out good, and that was a picture of a stone platypus.
It was a statue.
Yes.
So what do we know about platypuses?
Well, platypuses have a big, flat beaver tail and look pretty much from the upper half like a duck with fur and a beaver tail and walks on four legs. And it's one of the only mammals in the world that lays eggs.
Are they safe? Could you have a platypus as a pet?
I wouldn't say you could have a platypus as a pet, because...
I seem to remember something about poison. Do you remember that bit?
Not much, but I think the reason I don't want a platypus as a pet, because it's not like a fish, it's not tiny. It's cute, like... About as twice as big as your head. Smaller viewers.
I see.
And you need a really big water cage. And also you have to know its food, which is shrimp and lobsters and crustaceans.
Okay. I don't remember that, but I'll trust you. Okay.
Well, you can't have a platypus as a pet.
That's probably not a good idea.
Yeah.
So, how about other animals we saw in Australia?
Ooh, there was this kangaroo. And I didn't get to... There are these kangaroos and cockatoos and parrots. Once we even saw a wild parrot perch on one of the zoo... When we were going to a zoo, we stopped at a lunch center to get some drinks and some lunches. The strange thing was, two people left a huge mess on their table, and the minute they left, some colorful birds came flying in and started pecking at the table, pecking at the food remains. It was pretty cool. I almost got to pet a joey, but I didn't. And we were allowed to go on some of the, We were allowed to touch some of the animals, and it was pretty cool.
You can get pretty close to the kangaroos at the Sydney Zoo.
Yeah.
And also at the nature preserve.
They
I don't think you're supposed to touch them, though.
Yeah, but I almost got to pet a joey at the nature preserve, but it was raining, and the joeys weren't too happy, and the mama wasn't too happy. So I didn't get to pet them.
Yeah, they
did. But I did get to pet some other animals.
Yeah, they didn't want to come out into the rain.
Yeah.
There were some very wet koalas.
Yes. We took a picture of some.
They looked very sad.
Yes. Yes. So, that's it for Science Corner.
Okay. So let's talk about some books. What book are we going to talk about today?
Treasure Island.
Treasure Island, arr.
To some of those who haven't read this book and haven't listened to this podcast, this is your first time. When we yell spoiler alert.
Spoiler, arr.
If you do not want to be spoiled of the book, you haven't read it, do not listen anymore until the spoiler alert has ended.
Pirates.
Okay?
There be pirates in this book.
I'm sure everybody knew that.
Oh, okay.
Yes, and we will yell spoiler alert, so...
So they'll be spoiled.
Yes.
Oh, they'll know not to be spoiled. Anyway, what tell us about the book.
Well, Treasure Island is about this kid named Jim Hawkins, who owns an inn with his mother, helps out at the inn with his mother. Kind of a normal life in those days. And one day, a pirate, a real live sailor, comes down to his inn and stays there. And he's usually drunk. Usually. And,
He's a charming fellow.
Yes, he's very fun.
No, he's not, really.
Yeah. I was being sarcastic. And, spoiler alert. Beep, 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 beep. He has a heart attack. I mean, a stroke. You know. Stroke because he's drunk a lot. And this really creepy old dude comes up to the inn and,
This is Blind Pew for those who have read the book.
Yes. And I forgot the name. So, Blind Pew goes up to the end, comes in, and a second spoiler alert gives him the black...
Spot.
Yes, black spot. And he has a stroke, which almost kills him, but luckily there's a doctor in the inn also. Which, for some of you who have not read the book, is, also mentioned later in this book. So, the doctor saves his life, but he keeps on drinking, and eventually he has a second stroke, which kills him.
And what do they find in his chest?
Treasure.
A treasure map.
Yes, a treasure map.
So what do they do?
And pirates come, and pirates start banging on the inn, and threatening. And they run away to the woods nearby. And then they embark on this wondrous adventure to find this treasure. And who they think are friends are really enemies.
So can you tell me about the sea cook?
Yes, the sea cook on the ship they're sailing is called Long John Silver. And he is a nice guy at the beginning. But then he turns out to be a mean guy. And then at the end, he sort of gets in between. And, well, he's a pirate with one leg. And, he's planning mutiny on the ship.
Mutiny, I heard.
And the seven people, or is it eight people, who are not planning mutiny on the ship, run away to an island where the treasure are and hide from the pirates.
We should probably stop there, because people will probably want to read more of the book.
Yes, but you get the idea. It's an adventure series with pirates. So if anybody likes adventure series and pirates, read this book.
And Long John Silver is me favorite character.
Arr.
He doesn't have a hook for a hand. He's got a hook for a leg.
No, he's got nothing for a leg. He's just got a stub.
Oh, that's right. He kind of hops along.
With crutches.
With a crutch.
Yes. Two crutches.
So I guess...
That ends our book session thing.
Ends our book session.
Yes, and for those of you who want to go online, this is...
You can go to www.princess-scientist.com, and you can also send email to princessscientist at princess.scientist@gmail.com.
It's a bit confusing.
No, there's dashes and there's dots.
Yes.
Just remember there's a dash in the web name and a dot in the email name.
And yes.
You can't go wrong.
Yes. Remember that, you're okay. So, goodbye.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you.